Our readings today speak much about prayer. But what is prayer? And why do we pray? We learn the many types of prayer as youngsters. Prayers of petition and thanksgiving, prayers of intercession, prayers of praise and worship, prayers of contrition and sorrow. So many types of prayer. And then all of the religions of the world have their own prayer. Hindu prayer, Buddhists, Muslims, probably even atheists have something that they would refer to as a prayer to something. But as for Christians, we have a specific prayer. And our prayer at its heart is a relationship. And we pray to a person. We pray to a Father. And that is a very critical difference in Christian prayer and all other prayer. We pray to a person who is so powerful and so transcendent. He knows every hair on your head. Even a sparrow does not fall from the sky without his knowledge. But he's also a person who is so imminent. He is closer to us than we are to ourselves. I knew you before I created you in the womb. And through his Son, he tells us to call him Father, Abba, Papa. Nothing is beyond his providential care. Nothing is too great. Nothing is too small to bring to him in prayer. And people have been praying to God in one way, shape, form, or another since the very beginning. We have a great example of intercessory prayer and persistence in our first reading from Genesis. Abraham praying over the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah. God has heard the outcry. And so he comes with two others to see Abraham and to see if the situation is really as dire as the outcry makes it seem. So while these two go off to investigate, the Lord remains with Abraham. And Abraham, whose cousin is in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot, Abraham begins to intercede. Lord, will you sweep away the innocent and the guilty? What if there are only 50 innocent people in these two cities? And then he continues, what if there are 40, 30, 20, 10? For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it. We see the power of prayer. We see the power of persistence. We see the same thing in our gospel when Jesus teaches us the Our Father. He teaches us to say the words, but then he teaches us perseverance. He teaches us how to pray as well as what to say. He teaches us the intimacy that God himself desires to have with each and every one of us. Our Father. In Greek, Abba, Papa. Like that very term of endearment that a little child has for their dad or for their grandfather when they come to visit. That is the intimacy that we are called to have with God. As baptized Christians, we are born into God's family. He is our Papa. He is our Abba. Whatever our special term might be. And like a small child in the arms of their grandfather, in the arms of their father, just that total trust that everything is going to be okay because they got me. That's our trust that we're called to have in our Heavenly Father. He's got us. And then Jesus teaches us the power of surrender. There is power in surrendering. Thy will be done. Even when our vision is clouded, even when we can't see because of the pain or the suffering, either of our own, or oftentimes what is worse, when we see the pain and the suffering of a loved one, and we can do nothing about it. Even when that clouds our vision and we do not understand, we trust that He is here, that our Father, our Papa, is present. The one who was present with His only Son, when He offered Himself up for us on the cross, and he was not abandoned by his Father will not abandon us in our suffering. His will and his presence is our peace. But then we see Christian prayer is not a prayer of manipulation. We can't force God's hand into doing what we want according to our desires or our whims. He's not a genie that answers prayers because I put so many little cards in the back of the church or I put so many published it so many times in the newspaper. The power of prayer comes from the conversion of heart. It comes from the conversion of our heart. And that peaceful surrender that comes. And then there are a series of petitions to the Father. We present to Him our needs. We ask for forgiveness for ourselves, and we ask for the grace to be able to forgive others. You know, forgiveness isn't about the other person. Forgiveness is about us. On Gulliver's Travels, how many times, you know, we see that movie and he's tied up with these little strings. He could take one string and he could probably take two or three or five and just rip them apart. But while he is sleeping, the little people come and they tie him down with hundreds and hundreds and thousands of strings. And he is bound. That's what happens to our heart when we refuse to forgive. It's not about the other person. We don't even have to tell the other person that we forgive them. It's not about them. It's about us. When we forgive, we break those strings. We rip those open and we become free to love even more. To love God, to love our neighbor, to love our brothers and sisters, whomever God places there in our lives. And we trust God with the truth of ourself in humility. It's said that doctrine forms the mind, but prayer forms the soul. And this is true. It's true for all faiths, even for non-believers in a certain way. How they see God, how they view the world, this is their doctrine. But as Catholics, we even go another step. Because we have prayer that expresses our doctrine. We're going to pray the creed here in just a minute. And that creed is a prayer that lays out our faith. Our heart or our mind is formed in that prayer, but our heart and our soul also has to be formed. And so we have the Our Father, knowing that we as Christians are the only ones to have this special relationship with the Holy Trinity, the special relationship with the Father, not with a master, not with one who just simply sits back and gives orders that we must follow. Not one who was removed from our daily existence, who took the universe and wound it all up and said, okay, here it goes. And when it winds down, the world ends. No, we have a Father who is right there in our midst, who is right there with us every step of the way. One who knows every need that we have and one who wants to give us everything that we need. One who wants us to return to Him no matter how much it takes. We come back to our Father again and again and again and again and again. How often we seek Him, we trust Him, we love Him, we open our hearts so that He may love us in return.